This is Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Good morning. Nurses have filed charges against one of Northern Michigan's largest hospitals. The Michigan Nurses Association says Munson Medical Center in Traverse City is not operating in good faith during contract negotiations. IPR's Morgan Springer has this report.
Driving through Northern Michigan, you'll probably pass a yard sign that says, "We support Munson Nurses." Last year, around 1,000 nurses at Munson Medical Center unionized and have been working toward a new contract. James Walker is a Munson nurse, and he says they unionized for a number of reasons.
Ensuring that we have a stronger voice, that we can guarantee the highest quality of care for our patients, safe staffing ratios, things like that.
One staffing issue, Walker says, was mandatory overtime. He says one unit was forcing nurses to work hours beyond their regular schedule.
In many cases, these were nurses that would normally work 8 hours, and they were being expected to work 16 hours. And this happened over an entire calendar year. And rather than filling positions, filling holes, they were just mandating these nurses to stay over, which is dangerous.
Dangerous for both the patients and the nurses, Walker says. Munson Medical Center is ranked the 7th best hospital in Michigan by the U.S. News and World Report.
We already think Munson is a good hospital. We want to make it a better hospital. We want to make it the best hospital.
That's why they've been trying to come up with a contract. But now the nurses' union says Munson leaders are breaking the law in contract negotiations. In charges filed with the National Labor Relations Board, the union says a couple of things. First, they say Munson officials are refusing to negotiate things like salary and benefits until all non-financial agreements are made. Rachel Rowe is vice president and general counsel for Munson Healthcare. She agrees that they are waiting to talk about finances.
Both collective bargaining committees agreed at the start of negotiations in December 2017 to hold any discussion about economic topics until completion on other issues, what we call non-economic topics.
A union representative says there was no agreement like that. The union also alleges Munson has been penalizing nurses for supporting the union, which is illegal. The nurse, James Walker, says Munson is disciplining nurses who support the union and changing uniform policies to limit union apparel. Again, Rowe with Munson Healthcare.
I'm confident that Munson Medical Center has acted within the law. That is how we train our managers, and that is what we communicate continually to our employees.
Rose says she doesn't think these charges will affect negotiations moving forward.
It's really separate and apart from the collective bargaining that occurs on a regular basis here in Traverse City.
Rose says most first-time union contract negotiations take 1 to 2 years to complete, and it's been 8 months with the nurses so far. She says Munson is reviewing the union's proposals and will respond. The charges will be reviewed by the National Labor Relations Board. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer.